Thank you for your interest in this study. We want to understand your experience of settling in Australia and the support you received. We want to know what works well and what needs to improve. The study is being run by the University of Queensland, Australian Institute of Family Studies, with help from the Australian National University. Following is information about the study, so you can decide whether you would like to take part and contact us if you have any questions. Taking part in the study is voluntary. If you don't want to take part, you don't have to. If you choose not to take part, this will not affect your relationship with the department or the community support you receive. So why is it important for you to take part? The findings will help improve the settlement of refugees and humanitarian migrants in Australia. There is no direct benefit to you for taking part, but you will be helping improve the settlement for other refugees. So what do you need to do? About a week after receiving this information, you and another adult member of your household will receive a phone call from an interviewer from a market research company called McNair, who will either speak your preferred language or will use an interpreter to ask you the survey questions. You will answer a 30-minute survey over the phone, and about 9 months later, they will contact you again to ask some more questions. We will use some of the information you provided in your application to add to the answers you provide in your survey. We will ask you to provide your contact details so that we can contact you for the follow-up survey. We'll ask you if you want a summary of the findings and whether you are willing to take part in an interview. Only a few households will be chosen. So what if you're chosen for an interview? If your household is chosen, an invitation email and consent form will be sent to you about a month after the survey interview. The follow-up interview will take place about 9 months after the first interview. You can agree to take part by signing the consent form, sending an email or text, or you can phone and tell us. The interview will take 45 minutes or up to 90 minutes with an interpreter. You can choose whether we do the interview using video, for example, Zoom or Teams, or via telephone, and whether you want to be interviewed by a male or female interviewer. If you agree, we will record the audio from the interview. If we use Zoom or Teams, only the audio will be kept. If you are chosen for a qualitative interview, we will give you a $40 gift card for each interview. So who will know that you've taken part in the study? Well, only the University of Queensland will know you took part. Your community supporter group won't know unless you tell them. Are there any risks? The risks from taking part are low. Talking about your experience of settlement in Australia may make you feel uncomfortable. If any of the questions make you feel uncomfortable, you don't need to answer them. The interviewer may skip a question if they notice that you are uncomfortable with the question. You may ask a friend to support you during the interview. Your comfort is important to us. So what will happen to the information about you? All of your personal information, for example, your name and contact details, will be confidential. Your survey and interview data will be recorded using a unique identifier and stored separately from your personal information on the University of Queensland's Secure Research Data Management System and according to strict access protocols. Only personnel who are approved by the project lead can access this data. Your survey and interview data will be linked with data collected by the Department of Home Affairs, for example, education. But they will not be given your data directly or know if you take part or not. The Department of Home Affairs will not be given your interview data directly or know if you took part or not in the interview part of the study. Your de-identified survey and interview data will be combined with other participants' data when writing about the results of the study, and you will not be able to be identified from the results. The project team expects to present the results in a variety of ways, such as infographics, presentations, and reports. The results may also be used for research and teaching purposes in the future. Once this project has finished, de-identified data will be archived according to the university's data retention policy. So what will happen if you decide to withdraw? If you change your mind, you are free to stop taking part at any time, including the second survey or interviews. And you will not have to say why. Just let the project team know. Your decision to stop taking part will not affect the support you receive. If you would like any data you've provided to be destroyed, please let the project team know, and depending on when you leave the study, they may be able to remove the data. So can you hear about the results of this research? The evaluation ends in June 2025, and the key findings will need ministerial approval before they can be publicly available. After the key findings have been published, you will be sent a summary of the findings if you said you would like a copy. If you have any questions about the findings, please contact the project team at any time at CRISP, C-R-I-S-P, at uq.edu.au or the project manager Steffi Cook at s.cook@uq.edu.au. That's s.cook, that's C-O-O-K, at uq.edu.au or on 07 3 443 1023. That's 07 3 443 1023. So who can you contact if you have any concerns about the project? This study follows the guidelines of the ethical review process of the University of Queensland and the National Statement on Ethical Conduct in Human Research. You are very welcome to contact the project team at any time at crisp@uq.edu.au or the project manager Steffi Cook at s.cook@uq.edu.au or on 07 3 443 1023. If you would like to speak to an officer of the university not involved in the evaluation, you can contact the ethics coordinator on 07 3365 3924 or 07 3443 1656 or email humanethics, that's humanethics, at research.uq.edu.au. That's humanethics@research.uq.edu.au. This research ethics ID number is 2022/HE001057. Thank you very much for your interest in this study.